The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And just like that, we roll into the 9 o'clock hour, and Louisiana Senator Kirk Talbot joins us to talk about insurance and the session and more. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us, and a big old hotty-totty to you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this real quick. On a personal note, it's 4th of July, and we're a little bit looser here on a holiday week. The tailgating in the Grove, tell me about all of that. Is that, tell me about the experience and how it compares and contrasts to LSU, because I've never been. I see it on TV, and it's mind-boggling with the tents and the chandeliers and all of that. Tell me about that.
That's all true. It's very compact. The campus isn't very big, but you're right. It is tables with white tablecloth, chandeliers, very extravagant. You know, you have varying degrees of that, but it is, they put on a show. I can tell you that.
Catered? Do people cater it, or do they cook out there, or what?
Mostly catered, because they all hire companies that drive up early in the morning and set up your tent and do all that, because you can't drive in the Grove anymore and park your car like when I was there. Mm-hmm. So there are all these services that do all that, and it's a big to-do for sure.
My brother went to Ole Miss, but I never did see the tailgating of the Grove thing. That's why I thought I'd ask you about it. Anyway, let's move on.
It's something to be seen, but LSU's got a great tailgate scene as well. It's just very different.
I didn't mean to drag into that morass at all, Kirk.
Okay.
I'm not trying to start any problem, any SEC
That's
trouble
right.
here. I just thought I'd talk about it. But one other thing, is it miserably hot with all that going on or not?
Yes, and it can be, and obviously in September, very hot.
And did I see people wearing jackets and ties?
Yes, you do. You do. Most of the undergrads wear a jacket and a tie to the game.
That's crazy. Anyway, let's talk about insurance and the session.
Sure.
And tell me your goals going into it about insurance, what you heard from your constituents. And looking back on it now, you had a couple of weeks after it ended, looking back on what's been accomplished and the changes that you hope could occur.
So it really begins last year. So last session, we took a really deep dive in 2024 into the property side of the insurance crisis. Obviously, we have a huge crisis with property insurance. We've always had a crisis with auto. We've always been the highest in the last couple of decades. So last year in 2024, we did a lot with with property insurance, rewriting the claims process, increasing the financial levels, the financial reserves of insurance companies, making sure that they don't fail, all those kind of things. We did a little on the auto side. This year was kind of the opposite. We did some more on property, and we really focused on auto.
I want to open the audio, phone line here, too, for the audience at 504-260-1870, the text line. Neil Quinnard, Jeweler Talking text line. If you have any questions for Kirk Talbot, Senator Kirk Talbot, about insurance, you can text him in, and I'll pass him along as we as the conversation progresses. My you know, I always look for benchmarks, I guess, Kirk, people make money. Let me try to get my thoughts together here and explain it in a way that I don't offend anybody. Okay, obviously there's a lot of cheese at the end of the tunnel, or else personal injury lawyers wouldn't be involved. They employ people. They are small business people. Until I see, and I know it's all plenty early for this, but until I see a huge decrease in the television commercials for the lawyers with, you know, in a wreck, get a check, blah, 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 I'm not going to really believe that anything's changed until I see that. Would that be a fair gauge, you think, to see if any of these reforms are making any difference besides the bottom line when it comes to price?
Well, if you look at other states, like, you know, if you drive to Florida for 4th of July, you're going to see a lot of the plaintiff attorneys that advertise in Louisiana, advertise along I-10 all the way through Mississippi and Alabama. They run commercials just like they do here. So I don't know if we're unique in that respect. Where we're unique is, if you look at the amount of accidents with bodily injury, take Alabama, for example. Mm-hmm. They're 4.5 million people. We're 4 million people. They had 30,000 accidents 2 years ago that had bodily injury. We had 66,000. Insurance companies paid out $500 million to settle bodily injury claims in Alabama in that same year. We paid out $1 billion. That's why our rates are high. And the bills that we passed this year were aimed at fixing, quote unquote, that problem and trying to stem that. Once you get that stemmed, I think rates will start going down because the payouts are going to be less on claims that shouldn't be paid out that much. And you'll also have more competition and bring some more insurance companies back once they see that our legal system is more fair and balanced.
So in everything you said just now, you know, the old word cloud thing, it seemed as though bodily injury was the biggest cloud in everything that you just said. So let's take a deep dive on that and go into it. I know Jim Donlan used to say soft tissue injury, and the devil is in the details when it comes to define. Is it about the definition of bodily injury? Is that what we're talking about here, Kirk?
No, it's really about, let's take Mike Reese's bill on collateral source. So before that bill passed this year, medical bills weren't admissible in court. You know, if you and I get in a wreck and I hit you, I can't see what your medical bills were. Now, I can see the billed amount, which is the high amount that no one is ever responsible for, which in some cases may be, you know, 80% or way more than half of what the actual paid amount was. Most states let you collect on what your actual medical bill was, which makes sense. If you get hurt in a wreck, you should get your car fixed and your medical bills paid. In Louisiana, before this bill was signed yesterday, they're awarding those medical damages on a fictitious amount, that billed amount, which inflates the claims, which inflates premiums. Now you're going to get reimbursed for what your actual medical bills were. There's not going to be a windfall. And those medical bills will be made admissible in court, so a jury can make a reasonable decision on how to reimburse you for the medical bills that you were incurred.
When it comes to that difference, tell me the phrase for it. I forget what they called it. Actual damages, or what are they?
Well, like when you get a medical bill from the doctor and you use your insurance, you're going to get that top amount. Let's say it's $10,000. Then when you look at the in-network discounts, this was paid by your insurance company, blah, blah, blah. At the end, it may be as low as $2,000. Well, before yesterday, they're basing that dollar amount, that claim, on $10,000. Now, we had a law for a couple of years that had a convoluted formula where they would take the billed amount minus the paid amount and all that. We scrapped all that and doing what most other states do. We're going to reimburse you for your medical bill. Not anymore. If your medical bill was $2,000, we're going to give you $2,000. Then we're going to give you the money to fix your car and you're on your way. And that's what most states do. And that's why you have reasonable claims. Obviously, we want somebody to get their medical bills paid, and we want to get their car fixed.
Comparative damages, I think, is the phrase I was fumbling for before. That's what we're talking about, right? Or not?
No, that was a separate bill called Modified Comparative Fault, where before, I think that bill was signed a month ago during session. That was Representative Chenevert's bill on the North Shore. So,
Before
that bill was passed, you could be 90% at fault in a wreck and still collect. You know, now we're saying, which a lot of other states do, if you cause the wreck, you're not going to collect. So that's what, and that's the I think, the more reasonable way to do it.
When it comes to the differences between what, you know, what they charge and what or billed and what was actually paid, did the judge have access to that and not the jury? Or is there a big difference, I guess, Kirk, is what I'm asking, between judge trials or jury trials? And do plaintiffs normally go for jury trial? Plaintiff attorneys normally go for jury trials?
Well, until a couple of years ago, we had the highest jury trial threshold in the country. So it took $50,000 or more to trigger a jury trial, where 36 other states have no threshold. If you want a jury, you can request a jury. So we moved that down to 10,000, which was still the highest, but that does help. And it's my understanding, look, I'm not an attorney, so I'm sure there's I'm not getting it's 100% correct with the terminology, but it's my understanding that the judge never saw the paid amount on a bill during the trial, and neither did the jury. And I think the jury needs to see that. And now with the bill that was signed yesterday, they will.
So when it comes to that threshold for jury trial, take people through that, please, and because that's very important. I think that gets lost in the discussion as well.
I'll give you a great scenario, and this happens all too often in Louisiana. Let's say you have Alabama and Louisiana. You're in the grocery store parking lot. You back up and you barely touch a car. I mean, not even a scratch on the bumper. Same accident happens in Alabama. Now, this is before our jury trial threshold was moved from 50,000 down to 10. Alabama has, I believe, no jury trial threshold. You know what's going to happen in Louisiana, right? I'm hurt. My back hurts. Even though it might have been less than 5 miles an hour and you barely scratched that bumper, you know how that story is going to play out. That has to go in front of a judge, where you don't have a jury, where someone like you and I, let's say in Alabama, is going to be on that jury and say, that's ridiculous. I'm not awarding you medical damages for an accident that clearly had none. In Louisiana, that happened. And that is why, when I spoke earlier about, we had 66,000 auto wrecks with bodily injury with less people than the state of Alabama, and they had half, that stems that. And that is, we lowered that several years ago, so that's going to take a while to come into effect. We really should lower it to zero, because I think it's a fundamental right in this country to have a right to a jury. But that is something that can stem that. We also passed a bill this year prior to this session. If you don't have insurance, you can't collect up to the first $25,000. We moved that to 100. And the reason is, if you're not going to play by the rules, you're not going to do what you and I and all the other law-abiding citizens do, then you're not going to collect. And I think that's going to make a big difference as well.
So you're presuming I have insurance?
I'm presuming that if you drive, that you're going to obey the law and have insurance. I know you would.
I'm just kidding, Kirk. You know I do. All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We get back. Y'all got any questions or comments? 504-260-1870. And I say this because it is true. A lot of this is in the weeds, but if you've played golf for money, you know that's where most of the cheating goes on, and that's where the real money is exchanged. A lot of it's in the weeds, so we'll continue to talk about auto insurance and more when we come back with Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator. Session concluded. We'll talk about what changes we could see when we return. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Tuesday before the 4th of July, July 1st, 2025, back in a flash, WWL. 9:26, talking to Louisiana State Senator Kirk Talbot about the concluded session, about insurance reform, automobile insurance. I'm reading from a story here, NOLA.com, Elise Thiel. It says, talking about the governor signing a bill for tort reform. This time last year, the governor vetoed a bill that would have reduced payouts in personal injury cases. This year, he signed SB 231, which would have become law, to be clear, had he signed it or not, because the legislature passed it. But tell me about SB 231, Kirk.
So that's the one we were speaking about earlier with the paid amount on your bills and the medical transparency. There was a version of that last year that a great bill, and I don't blame the governor for vetoing that. He was right. We can do better. It was a step in the right direction, but if we want to fix that issue, let's do it right. So he vetoed it. We came back with a much better bill this year, and he signed it.
So when it comes to mindset, when it comes to bodily injury, and you mentioned the statistics with Alabama a couple of times, how do you, and you and I might have had this conversation before, but I like to put on old TV shows when I work out, and I was watching Sanford and Son. He was talking about Whiplash rhyming with Get Cash, and it just struck me how that was in the mid-70s, and it doesn't really seem to have changed a lot in Louisiana. It seems like it's still the same way. So how do you change the mindset? How do you get them to not want to, Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack, oh, my arm, whenever somebody backs into them, all of a sudden they got these phantom neck pains, and Jim Donnellan, Tim Temple's predecessor, referred to it as soft tissue damage. If you can't really disprove it, you can't prove it. How do you change the mindset of people that are looking for a quick payday? How do you change the mindset of juries that are willing to put out, somebody backed into you? Oh, it's lottery time. Go ahead and pick the insurance company clean, although they don't realize that they're going to wind up paying the higher premiums for that. Do you understand what I'm trying to ask you?
I do. And I don't know how you change the culture, but I think if you make common sense changes to the law, for example, there was a previous law called the housing provision, which we repealed that this year, that basically before that bill was signed this year.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every injury you have to your body when you get in a car wreck was presumed to have been caused by that wreck. You might have had a knee surgery or a back injury from playing football in high school. And now with the bill that was signed a month ago, you've got to prove that the injuries that you have were caused by the wreck that you were in. Makes a lot of common sense, and that thing we should have passed years ago. We tried to do it last year. We couldn't get it. We got it passed this year. Also, let the jury see what the actual medical bills are, and I think those will stem the problem you're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, that, you know, as far as that culture, hey, if I get in a wreck, you know, I hit the lottery, I don't know how you stop that, but I guess with the only way to stop that is with this common sense legislation, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, and the other way would be to take away the cheese from the plaintiff's attorneys. And look, I'm not throwing attorneys under the bus. They do a lot. You know, it's like anything else. You don't like them until you need one, right?
Until you need them, right. I mean, but I might get in a wreck today, and somebody might injure me, and I want to get my medical bills paid. I want to get my car fixed, but I shouldn't make a gigantic windfall from that.
Right, but that being said, how do you then some kind of way, like let's talk about the Housley thing, for example. And I used this example before. Somebody's got a chipped vertebra in their neck, maybe from playing football in high school. So they get rear-ended, and that shows up on the X-ray. I don't know, physician or an attorney. I don't know how you can prove how old an injury is or not. So okay, they say that it was caused by the tap on the bumper. From that point, how do you A, disprove that it was an old, that it wasn't caused by the tap on the bumper, or B, keep them from using that same chipped vertebra for the next time they get tapped on a bumper from doing the same thing over and over and over again?
Well, again, I'm not an attorney, so I won't disclose that.
No, but I'm just talking about the legislative part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the old Housley presumption, I think it's the way I understand it is you wouldn't be able to go back into that person's past to see what injuries might have occurred prior to the accident, and now you can. I think the only way to that is to be able to present all the evidence to the jury, and then it's up to a jury to decide, or the judge, whether it's a jury trial or a judge trial. That's all we can do from our standpoint is let's be transparent with the medical bills and the medical history and let the jury and or the judge make that decision.
Is most of this about trials, or is this about, you know, contact the lawyer, the lawyer sends a letter, and the insurance company says it's better? And you may have addressed this before, Kirk, and maybe I'm just trying to figure out how the puzzle piece fits in here. But, okay, so I go to the lawyer, and instead of handling it with the insurance company, the lawyer writes a letter and, you know, pain, suffering, blah, 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 blah. A little thing turns into a big thing. Is it about a jury trial, or is it all about the insurance company saying, screw this, it's not worth it, give them $50,000 and let it go to get them to sign a release. But once that's done, we all end up paying for that one way or the other, right?
Right. I think it's a little of both. I mean, let's say right off the bat, there are insurance companies that are bad actors, that don't do the right thing, that know they owe somebody money, and they stall them and they lowball them, and they try to frustrate them and get them to settle for something less than they deserve. So that's one issue. But the issue, especially with bodily injury damage in auto wrecks, that we would hear from the insurance company is, look, we can't fight these claims because we can't present the medical bills in court. So we're going into court with one hand tied behind our back. So I think one of the problems with our rates are insurance companies are too quick to settle for too much.
And then, that's what I'm saying.
Then they go to the insurance commissioner and say, oh, I need a rate increase because I paid out all this money in premium in payouts. So our message to, and I've told this to the insurance industry personally, I don't want to hear that anymore. You need to start fighting. If there's a fraudulent claim, you have the information to fight it, fight them. Stop settling fraudulent claims. And not every claim, obviously, is fraudulent. Please pay the ones that they deserve it. Pay them and get them on their way. But this excuse about we have to settle for this high amount because we can't fight it, therefore I need a premium increase, that's not going to fly anymore. You have all the information you need to fight these claims and to try them if they're fraudulent. They need to start doing that, and that's where the insurance industry needs to step up.
So you and I have been dancing around this, and I think we're finally getting to it, Kirk, which is you got to somehow de-incentivize the attorneys from thinking if they go to write them a letter, and then they get the check to get them to go away. The lawyer gets his third, a fourth, whatever it is, a fifth. Everybody's happy except for the insurance company and the ratepayers. So how do you take away the incentive for the lawyers to write the letter and take on the client in the first place? And how do you take away the incentive from the insurance companies to say, okay, you know what, it's cheaper just to give them the $50,000 go away money than to litigate it?
Well, I think now that we
see that is the crux of the problem, is it not, Kirk, or not?
It is, and I'll give you an example which I think balances out for both sides. When you lower the jury trial threshold like we did, if the insurance companies are being stingy and being unreasonable, the plaintiff attorney can say, let's go to a jury, because any reasonable juror is going to look at this and say, you should have paid this claim. They obviously have a check coming to them, pay their claim. And it goes the opposite. If you have the tap your bumper in the grocery store parking lot where a plaintiff is asking for a ridiculous amount of money for a claim that is fraudulent, the insurance company could say, let's go to a jury. Now, some jury districts may be unkind to insurance companies. Some may be kind to plaintiff attorneys. That's a separate issue. But at least you have some balance now where when both sides can call for a jury, I think that causes both sides to be honest, because insurance companies don't want to go to trial and plaintiff attorneys don't want to go to trial. Trials cost money. Trials are unpredictable. Trials take time. Everybody wants to, you know, see these things move forward. So I think that's going to balance that out. And look, plaintiff attorneys, we have plaintiff attorneys in every state in this country, and we don't want to run them out of Louisiana because you and I might need one today. Mm-hmm. You know, we might get hit, and our insurance company or the person who hit us may not want to pay us what we deserve. So we don't want to do that. We just need a little balance on both sides.
One more thing before I let you go, and I'm not trying to be stupid here, but I love old movies, and I was watching Double Indemnity the other day. I brought this up on the air, and at one point they get a check for an auto insurance policy for $146, and that just got me to thinking, well, okay, that was 1944, and $146 in 1944 dollars would come out to $2,600 today. And when I heard that made me think, well, maybe we might all be maybe overreacting a little to auto insurance. And I guess the point I'm trying to make here, Kirk, is it's although there are a lot of things that lead to lawsuit abuse, the fact of the matter is if you go to look for a new car, it's going to be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. We can't reasonably expect rates to go down with the price of automobiles constantly going up, can we?
Well, look, the average bumper now on a car has a sensor on it. It might have a camera right above it. So the expense of fixing a car has definitely gone up. But the main point I'd like to make is when we started this conversation right after session last year, and we had all session meetings on why our insurance rates are so high, the conclusion that I came to and most of my colleagues did was there's no reason why Louisiana should be the highest in the country. There's nothing that sets us apart as far as road fatalities. Believe it or not, we don't have the worst roads in the country, and the states that have worse roads than us have much better rates than us. When we looked at all those factors, miles driven, all those things, there's no reason why we should have been the highest in the country. But I go back to what you said when we started. When you look at the amount of bodily injury accidents per capita in our state, not even per capita, we're the highest per capita in the country of bodily injury accidents, and it shouldn't be like that. And that's what we focused on, and that where we're paying $1 billion in insurance claims and Alabama's paying $500 million, that reflects in the premium, and that's why our premiums are the highest in the country.
Real quick, is there more meat left on that bone for next session?
The only thing we did not address in session as far as auto insurance goes were plaintiffs who go out of the network and go to see a doctor who are not in their in their network. And we're trying to something we need to figure out next year is how do you compensate someone who goes to an out-of-network doctor? Is there a formula you use? Can that doctor just make up whatever price they want for a cortisone shot or for a standard procedure? You know, that's something that we're seeing more and more people go outside of their not using their insurance and go to maybe doctors that only handle injuries, you know, of that type. So other states have kind of started looking at that, and that's something that we really need to take a deeper dive in, and because we certainly want someone for using whatever doctor you want, whether they're in network or out of network. You use whatever doctor you feel can get you back to where you need to be. But that's something that we're probably going to have to look at next year.
Vertical integration with attorneys and doctors is something else. Thank you. I appreciate your time and your insight. Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator. We'll talk to our friend Paul Violas when we come back. A couple of horrible shootings in Milwaukee and Idaho. We'll talk about it when we return on WWL. Right now, traffic. 43:17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I like to talk to Paul Violas. I hate to talk to Paul Violas because usually when we talk to him, it means something bad has happened. Paul's a national law enforcement security analyst and CEO of Violas Group International. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about what happened in, I guess we'll go chronological order. I think it was Milwaukee first and then Idaho.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, go right ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what do we know so far, and do these things run in spurts? Does one influence the other? Is this just an accidental kind of thing with these ambush shootings?
No, actually, Tommy, I don't think so. Unfortunately, what I think this is the beginning, not the end, or it's not an anomaly, but it's the beginning of where hate, so much hate has metastasized, that we're starting to see these things really planned out. The initial part that we saw numerous years ago, and you and I both know this, was, you know, the term swatting, which was more of a prank. And now that seemed as that particular methodology is being used for more deadly physical force retribution via ambush. And the more publicity it gets, the more that we're going to see this happen, unfortunately. And what I've been seeing, though, and just my involvement in both locations is just the rhetoric of hate going towards police starting in Milwaukee is unbelievable. I mean, honestly, a 45-year career, I don't think I've ever heard it this much, which is a pretty big statement. And then when you shift gears and you go to Idaho, I mean, listen, I've been in law enforcement, so, you know, I'm kind of accustomed to being disliked. But who doesn't like a firefighter, for God's sake? I mean, Tommy, seriously, how do you not like somebody that when everybody's running out of a fire, they run in? But it wasn't so much the profession as it was clearly with this guy. You know, he wanted to be a firefighter, obviously turned down for being a firefighter, and then blamed firefighters in this area for his lot in life. And with obvious mental issues, mental health issues, he then purposes significantly uses an advanced form of setting a brush fire for the sole purpose of executing someone prior to, and then of course himself.
So in your experience with your company and as a law enforcement officer, I mean, it's easy to just discharge it as somebody, you know, loses their mind or is insane or whatever. Again, not the clinical definition of insanity, but you would think that for somebody to be rejected as a firefighter and then decide to assassinate two people that have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to him at all,
right.
I don't know if it's insane or not, but is there any way to prevent that? Or is that just the way people are and it's going to happen? Or again, the reason I invited you on was seeing these things happen as close as they do, I'm just wondering if we're seeing an anomaly or we're on the precipice of something.
I think that this is the genesis of this. I really do. And We were shocked when we started to see people, you know, perpetrating this crime of squatting. But this is that kind of metastasized, as I said earlier. I believe we're in the genesis of it. I believe that this is a direct and collateral effect of the blatant amount of disdain that is permeating societally through our country. And what we look at today, I mean, Tommy, honestly, to put our cards on the table, the amount of disdain pointed at police today is astronomical. And we could all debate as to, you know, why. But the fact is that it's there, and the sense of entitlement of people feeling that they can do something about it is being evidenced in the actions that we're talking about right now. So, no, I do not think this – I wish I could say that I believe that it's an anomaly, but I don't. I think this is the beginning of a trend.
So every action has a reaction, and I'm just wondering, what effect is that having on recruiting when it comes to law enforcement around the country?
As always, Tommy, you're on point. I give you that, man. Honestly, we love working with you. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be it for those that understand just business. Forget about just, let's be dispassionate for a second. From the business perspective, we're supposed to be staffing at 1.3 million law enforcement in the United States, and we're around 710,000. So you tell me, Tommy. Think about that number right there. I mean, for anybody, for those great listeners that you've got that know absolutely nothing about law enforcement but do know business, let's talk staffing. That's a recruitment issue. It's a selection issue. You know, it's a retention issue. So, that's a huge problem in our country. One of the biggest things in talking to some, you know, guys that are still chiefs that I've known for years will say, the biggest problem they have.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keeping people and having chiefs and sheriffs poaching talent from other departments because they can't get anybody.
What's the most dangerous thing a law enforcement officer has to consider today, or the family of a law enforcement officer as they leave the door and head for work?
You know, it's interesting that the one thing that they have to be concerned, the one thing that, that young guys today, and I give them, the men and women, I give them so much credit. I was telling my nephew, who's a cop in Charlotte, this the other day. I could not do the job today the way they do it.
The you said you couldn't do it? Wait, did you say you couldn't do it?
Tell me, I am telling you right now, live, I could not do the
tell
job
me why,
that
Paul.
They're doing today.
Tell me why.
The scrutiny. Mm-hmm. The amount of disrespect, the lack of honor, all of this, for older guys like me, things that we were so proud of, today, it's just simply not there. It's just not. And it, no matter how you want to cut it, it's just not there. I mean, how do you recruit into this profession today? And who's actually getting in the uniform? You know, I mean, the last thing I'd ever want to do is say something negative about somebody in uniform. But over the last several years, and it's not that they're bad people, I've just seen a lot of people that have been in uniform that shouldn't be. That's a fact. So when you think of what's happening today, it's really the cumulative effort, Tommy, of a lot of different things that have been transpiring. But no, the job is a lot more difficult today than it was when I worked. There's no question about that. And the thing that hangs over their head, the biggest fear, is not getting shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, it was, look, you know, let's go home today. You get in a car, you say, let's go home today. Today, let's not get sued today. You know, I don't want
to
get indicted today.
I'll go to jail.
I don't want to get indicted today, right? I mean, this is what is terrifying to people. And you listen to some of the young guys, and I'm privileged that a lot of the younger guys and younger bosses will give me a call about stuff, but that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of being sued. They're afraid of being indicted. They're afraid if I do this, this is going to happen. And that's causing a lot of things that are really unfortunate.
Yeah, I was talking to a state legislator before you came on. I don't know if you heard it or not, but we were talking about...
I did. Great interview.
Thank you.
A little bit more.
But we were talking about, you know, how do you fix it going forward? And you got cameras all over the place. Everybody's got a camera, which can be a good thing, I guess, or a bad thing. Everybody's got cell phones. You got door ring cameras all over the place. What's the future of law enforcement, Paul? You've been doing it a long time. Looking at that Viola's crystal ball, tell me where we're going to be 5-10 years from now.
I will tell you, God rest his soul, my dad had the best thing. He said, if you want to know the future, study history. And when I think back to when I was a young boss, during Rodney King era, I mean, I was the commander of a state police academy during that time. And that was the genesis of video cameras. And I know I'm really dating myself now, but that was the genesis of video cameras, Tommy. You know,
dating yourself, please. No, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, it's just the advancement. Right? But go ahead.
Right. So when you think about that, you know, what did we have to do there? We had to retool policing from the 60s and 70s, and we had to retool it into the 90s. And we had to recognize the mistakes that were made, and we did a good job with that. I mean, I did work with the Attorney General in your great state for a long time on issues like that went national. And there were changes that had to be made, and we made them. The question today is, are we doing a good enough job at bringing the right people in the uniform to gain the trust and respect back? Because you can't do the job without it, or we start to see things like today. And I will tell you, and I would argue that, there are certain people that are cut out for certain jobs, Tommy, and there are certain people that are not. An example, I was horrible in math all the way till I was a junior in college. So you know what? I didn't become an accountant. If I didn't have good conflict resolution skills, then I shouldn't have gone into law enforcement. But thank God I did. When you think of a lot of the young folks that are coming into law enforcement today, they've never been in a fight, never been punched in the face. They don't know what it's like to get into an argument because they spent their life in video games and text messaging. Mm. So absent that verbal communication skill of walking into someone's house and diffuse, from my experience, it makes the job that much more difficult. It makes the community less apt to embrace them and consequently causes more conflict, which begets disdain, which begets violence. So I think that's the circle that we're seeing. Can it be fixed? Yes, it can be fixed. But we got to take a good, solid look at, are we investing in getting the right people in, trained and retained? And what are we doing about enhancing that community image that we obviously don't have right now?
Give me 30 seconds on Safeguarding America. You know, I think it's the manual to living in America today. Everybody should buy their kid one. Everybody should have one. Tell me about it.
You know, Tommy, that came from the great times I've had with you and some of your colleagues as hosts around the country on radio, and people calling in saying, hey, do you have an answer for this? Hey, do you have an answer for that? And then it was just a cumulative effort of putting a book together from the questions that the public around the country were asking under, you know, really in just under one roof of a book. And it was the most fun I've ever had. And it still amazes me how many we've sold at this point.
Have you considered updating with cyber stuff or anything? Or
actually, I'm in the process right now of doing Safeguarding America 2, which is going to be more of a look at some of the things that are keeping people up at night on domestic terrorism, hate groups, advanced cybercrime, proper email communication, apps, things like that. So that's in the works.
You and I, Paul, brothers from a different mother. Thank you, sir.
Sir, thank you, Tommy.
Appreciate it as always. All right, we'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.